Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
TSA, in consultation with our counterterrorism experts, have indicated to me that the procedures that they've been putting in place are the only ones right now that they consider to be effective against the kind of threat that we saw in the Christmas Day bombing.
There's got to be a way, however, for a privacy concern to be addressed because it's legitimate. And I know that you're aware of it, but we've got to see some action.
That, of course, is President Barack Obama and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson with, well, the president saying this is what we have to do right now. Remember last Christmas there was a terrorist threat, a real one, in the airwaves? And Kay Bailey Hutchinson saying yes, but the citizenry is concerned about its privacy and, we might add, its liberty as well. Here's the question I have for you, because this is what practically everyone is talking about all over the place. If you were asking the question, is this a sin? Is it a sin when you go to the airport, you're going to go see grandma for Thanksgiving or for Christmas, you're going to get on a plane, the TSA agent will stop you. That's called the security barrier. They're going to stop you and ask you for your ID. They're going to ask you for your boarding pass. And then they're going to ask you to step into a body scanner. And that body scanner is going to let them see everything. And if you don't want to step into the body scanner, they're going to ask you to step aside and receive the pat down, basically a pretty thorough search right there out there in public. If you don't want to do it in public, you can do it in a private room. But one way or the other, you're going to have the body scan or the pat down if you want to get on the plane. It doesn't make any difference whether you're going to see grandma or whether you're going on a business trip or whether you're traveling abroad. You're going to go through that one way or the other if you want to get on the plane. Is it a sin for the TSA agent to scan you, to pat you down before you get on the plane? It's Open Lines Issues, etc. For the next 40 minutes, we're coming to you live on this Monday afternoon, the 22nd of November. I want your answer to that question. Very easy. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with your answer to that question, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or as many have, you can leave your answer to that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Please remember, when you leave your comment at our Facebook fan page, let us know where you're listening and let us know what you think. Is it a sin for TSA agents to pat you down, to scan you, and to send you through the new security measures before you get on the plane? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first on this Monday afternoon from Kirkwood, Missouri, Andy's on the line. Hi, Andy.
Well, Todd, I'm going to ask a different question. Is it a sin for me to refuse to have the full body scan or the pat down in order to assure the safety of other passengers on my flight? I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, right now, it may or may not be a sin, but you won't get on the plane. It's that simple. If you refuse either the body scan or the pat down, you're certainly within your rights to do that. But I'm pretty sure that TSA or whatever other security measures are in place that still have to abide by TSA standards, they're going to tell you, sorry, sir, you may have bought the ticket. You may want on the plane. They may be expecting you, but you're not getting on the plane. I wouldn't say it's a sin for you to refuse it, but you shouldn't expect to get on the plane. And you won't be getting on the plane. Andy, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or leave your answer to our question. Is it a sin for TSA agents to send you through the body scanner or pat you down at the airport? Facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, here's something. Daniel in Park River, North Dakota says, I say no. They're doing their duty Their vocation could be compared to that of a soldier. If one is a soldier in an unjust war, it's not his sin, but the sin of the government that sent him. The real question is whether or not it's a sin for the government to have the TSA agents do this. And of course, that's why I use the word agents. They are agents of this government organization. So that's a good way of kind of breaking this question up. Is it a sin for the government to require agents to do this at the airport? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. So really it's two questions. Is it a sin for the TSA agent to send you through the body scanner or pat you down? I think more people are concerned about what they're seeing on that scan and what they're doing when they're patting you down. Or is it a sin for the government to require their agents to do this to you if you want to get on a plane anytime in the near future? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. A lot of people want to weigh in on this. Charlie in Accident, Maryland says, since the Constitution prohibits unreasonable search and seizures unless a warrant based on probable cause is secured, the TSA agents have no Fourth Commandment. I think he means Fourth Amendment authority to pat down a passenger. Even if the passenger consents, it is not legitimately within the vocation of a TSA agent to do so. A lot of people are raising the question of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution against unreasonable searches and seizures. Talk about people's privacy and their papers and persons. You're getting on an airplane. Do you forfeit some of that? And aside from the question of whether it's constitutional, is it a sin for them to do it? Now, Andy says no, because it's outside their God-given vocation. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Ben in Plano, Texas says, if an average citizen did what the TSA agents are permitted to do, then said citizen would be arrested, prosecuted, and probably jailed. Should the government be permitted an action illegal for citizens to do to each other? This is an abuse or misuse of power. So yes, in this manner, it is a sin. Well, I think Daniel from River Park, North Dakota, put it well when he says, use the analogy of the soldier, or perhaps in this case, even better, the policeman. Policemen do things all the time that regular citizens aren't allowed to do, and they do it without sin. They do it with the mandate of the governed. And those who are governed, it's our consent, by the way, they do it being paid by your tax dollar. They'll pull you over. They'll look in your car if they have a reasonable suspicion that something's going on. They can ask you to open the trunk. They can take you out of the car if they want to. If you resist, they can use force, something that no citizen is permitted to do on his own, but acting on behalf of the government, they certainly are able to do that. Another analogy that people use is a doctor. A doctor can take a knife and cut you open. If I did that to you, I'd be sinning. But he does it for a whole different reason, not to harm, but to help. Ernest in Red Bluff, California says, I would think it depends on the conscience of each individual agent. And that's true. That goes to the first question. Is it a sin for the TSA agent to conduct the body scan or the pat-down search of airline passengers? And perhaps the agent might say, can I do this in good conscience? Can I do this with a clear conscience? Kind of going to a conversation we had earlier with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. I want to hear from you. Is it a sin for the TSA agents to put you through the scanner or through the pat-down? Is it a sin for the government to require the TSA agents to do this? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. And you can leave your answer to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Ann's listening in Crestwood, Missouri. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I often think back to Bonhoeffer that sometimes things that are necessary are sinful. And I don't know that it's the end justifies the means. It's something else, I think. But and most of what we do is sinful anyway, but I mean, I just had to reflect on that. If it's sinful, well, maybe it is, but it's maybe necessary.
Well, okay, but we're not asking, Ann, really, is can it be done without sin? Because you're right. There's nothing that any of us can do.
Right.
I'm not doing this radio program. We're not having this conversation unstained by sin. But the question, is it in particular either a sin for the TSA agent to do this or for the government to require the TSA agent to do this. What do you say?
Well, I don't know that I came to any other conclusion other than maybe it is, and despite that, it's necessary. I don't think I'm answering you properly.
No, I mean, you're giving me the best answer you can. Ann, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Crestwood. Daniel in Iowa City, Iowa says, I don't believe it is a sin. I think it's an invasion of privacy, and I don't like it, but the intent is to make sure travel that is safe, so I don't have to like it, but I get to enjoy the benefit of being safe. Quite true. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico says, God has seen fit to give us a constitutional republic with a Bill of Rights. When those in authority violate our God-given Constitution and Bill of Rights, then they are acting sinfully. Well, now, Mike, I understand what you might be trying to say here. If you're talking about our God-given rights, that is, our inalienable rights, then I'm all with you here in terms of them being God-given. But if you're talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights being God-given, then we probably have a disagreement here. God did not give us the Constitution. The wisdom of the founders gave us the Constitution. But laying aside what you may or may not mean here, Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico, basically seems to be saying this is a violation of our rights, and if it is, then it's sinful. I want to hear from the rest of you. We're asking the question during Open Lines this Monday afternoon, November the 22nd, what's on everybody's mind. But let's just get to the sin question. Is it a sin for the TSA agents to do this, to pat you down or send you through the scanner? They got to look at the screen. Nothing is saved. Nothing is recorded, but they got to look at the screen and see you as you are. Or they got to pat you down and at least, sorry to sound crass, feel you as you are. There are issues of embarrassment. There are issues of privacy. Is it a sin for them to do this, or is it a sin for the government to require them to do this? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Was Susan B. Anthony really pro-life?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony list, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
A recent guest column in the Washington Post asserts that Susan B. Anthony was not pro-life. However, this conclusion is clearly not based on historical evidence. First of all, the newspaper published and edited by Susan B. Anthony ran pro-life House editorials, some signed with the letter A for Anthony. Secondly, when Anthony's sister-in-law had an abortion, Anthony wrote that, quote, she will rue the day she forces nature. Finally, Anthony's personal correspondence contained several statements of her desire to protect unborn babies. For more on Anthony's pro-life convictions, visit sba-list.org.
Are you pro-life? I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. Thanks for taking a stand.
The American public demands safety and security on our commercial airplanes. And there is a price we pay for that, and that is sometimes an uncomfortable price for the American flying public.
We are being thorough, so yes, it is clearly more invasive. The purpose of that is to obviously detect those type of devices that we had not seen before, for example, last Christmas. We want to ensure that you are safe on this flight, work with us in a partnership to provide the best possible security. And that's what it comes down to.
It's Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill and John Pistole, Chief of the Transportation Security Administration, talking about the public outrage and talking about what they're really trying to do by installing body scanners in so many of our national airports and giving you the choice of either being scanned invasively like that, and it is invasive, there's no two ways about it, it's what do you call it, or to be patted down either in public or in private before you get on the plane. Now, look, this is all over talk radio. It's all over the airwaves. But I'm not asking you for your political thoughts or your political opinion here. I'm asking you two questions you won't hear anywhere else. And that is, one, is it a sin for the TSA agents to send you through the scanner or pat you down? Or is it a sin for the government to require them to do that before you get on the plane? It's Open Lines Issues, Etc. We're coming to you live this Monday, November the 22nd. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. You can leave your answer to the question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Listening in St. Louis, here's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. As much as I would like the Bible to be a political treatise, it's really curiously silent on restrictions on the government as an entity in and of itself. The burden is always shifted to an individual in terms of obeying the explicit law of God or obeying their own conscience. So in the sense of, is it sinful for the government to order this? I have to say no. Is it sinful for us to submit to it? They're not really asking you, are they asking you to do something contrary to God's law? I don't know what that would be, but that's the question that I have to ask.
Joe, thank you very much. And look, we always say smartest listeners in radio, and we certainly have them. This is how the Bible treats the citizen versus the government, the citizen in his relationship to the government. The government is there, established by God. It's given the power of the sword, that is, the use of force. This is, in a sense, a use of force. No one's being forced to do anything, but if you want to get on the plane, you're going to do it. You can go home, you may incur a fine, or you can just not show up at the airport at all. The question the Bible always asks is, are you being asked to act contrary to God? To God's will, God's express will, if you obey the government, to obey God rather than men? I think that's a great way of asking the question. So really it kind of gives us a third question. Not only is it a sin for the TSA agents to do this, is it a sin for the government to require them to do this? Would you be sinning if you submitted to the body scan? Would you be sinning if you submitted to the pat down, either in public or in private? If it is a sin, what commandment is being broken? What commandment are you breaking? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Bob in Newport, Vermont says, is it a sin for a doctor to examine you when that requires touching? No, of course not. The doctor is doing a job. So too, the TSA agent. It is a sin if the TSA agent takes pleasure from patting down someone. And again, that's back to the question of the conscience of the TSA agent, which cannot be known. Matt in Norman, Oklahoma says, I'll gladly go through the scanner if I'm allowed to pat down the security guard, working it to make sure that he doesn't have any cameras or recording devices. That's fair, right? It's different when it comes to kids, though. We teach little children not to let strangers touch you there, and now we give them mixed messages, let the stranger touch you there. Now, the concern about the children, that's why I think it's good that Joe raises a question about, are we to obey God rather than men in this? When it comes to children and our duty as parents or guardians to protect children, that's another aspect of this that I think is kind of at the heart of so many people's visceral reaction to it. Do I care whether the TSA agent sees through my clothes? Ultimately, no. I've been through the body scanner several times before. I didn't know what they were seeing. I didn't really care. I just wanted to get on the plane and get home. I've been through the pat down before. I don't know why, but I've been through the pat down before. And while I found it inconvenient, it was mostly inconvenient because it was delaying my arrival at the gate. I never felt a qualm of conscience about it. And the TSA agent seemed like he was just doing his job and wanted to get me through the process as fast as I wanted to get through it as well. John says this, would it be a sin to let people on an airplane with a bomb? How many airplanes would it be okay to have blown up? Is it a sin to find a better way to preclude the need for these searches? Is it a sin to get on a plane and thus be complicit in these activities? Good questions, John. Thank you very much. 1-877-623-6943. We're asking the questions. It is a sin for Transportation Security Administration officials to conduct body scans and searches of airline passengers. Is it a sin for the TSA to require the agents to do this? And Joe has raised another interesting question that if you'd like to answer, you certainly can. Would you be violating God's law to obey the law of men in this respect, to step into the scanner or to submit to the pat down? 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Stephen St. Louis says, would it be a sin if the government did not do its utmost to promote peace and protect its citizen? And if this is the best way they know how to do it, are they obligated to do it? Now, this is what the president seems to be saying. The president seems to be saying, look, I've talked to the Homeland Security. I've talked with the TSA. They've told me that right now this is the best way to do this. So although it may not be popular, although it may not be pleasant, this is the best we can do right now. And I think Steve's question is very good. If the government did not act and do the most it could, would it be wrong for them to do that? They are, after all, here to protect us and to keep the peace. People have said, well, and in fact, John said it in one of his comments. He said, how many planes do you want to blow up before you say maybe this is the best we can do? Here's another comment. This one comes from Rhiannon in Nashville, Tennessee. How the TSA agent feel about the pat-downs is irrelevant to whether the pat-down meets the biblical definition of sin. That's a very good insight. Sin also has nothing to do with our Constitution and amendments. Thank you very much for that. And God's law applies to people under every form of government. These two points being made, yes, I believe strangers feeling our most sensitive body parts falls under the category of sin, both on the TSA agent's part and the passengers who permit the pat-downs. I'm not sure how the pat-downs in any way follow the principle of 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 to honor God with our bodies. Here's Mark. He's listening in his car. Hi, Mark.
Pastor Todd, I got two things. One, from what I've read, the Israelis look for who? They profile and look for terrorists. We're looking for what? We're looking for objects, bombs, and things like that. So I'm not sure we're doing this in the best way possible. But the other thing that seems interesting to me is there's almost like a twisting going on. It's like where they start out saying you have a duty to tolerate homosexuality, and then all of a sudden it becomes a legal demand, and it goes in directions that you'll never think it would. We're starting out with the statement of, do we have an obligation, or should we tolerate this or not? And now the question's almost being twisted in that we have to tolerate this because somehow other people might be more unsafe if we don't.
Let me ask you a question here before I let you go, Mark. Do you think, this is just speculative, but I'm honestly interested in your thoughts here. Do you think if this would have been implemented in 2002, that there would have been the public outcry about this?
I don't know, but I think there may have, because, I mean, from what I've read, and I'm sure this isn't the case always, but some of this stuff is pretty outrageous. And, you know, I mean, doing this out in public, doing this to kids, doing this to women, again, I wonder about a husband's obligation or a father's obligation with respect to his wife and his daughter. It may very well have, because, again, you know, people were a lot more worried about it then, and, you know, maybe we're becoming a little bit more at ease with it simply because there hasn't been a real bad attack lately. So, you know, you may be right.
Mark, thank you very much. Well, I'm just asking the question because you wonder about the context of it. I mean, if you think about it, just think if this would have been George W. Bush saying, you know, we need body scanners. This is the best technology we have. This is what we have. This is the best we can go on based upon how the terrorists are acting. This is how we think we ought to be able to detect and screen for the possible threats, as opposed to President Barack Obama. Some people have expressed that kind of this is the last straw. They've expressed that slippery slope idea that Mark was talking about. It's Open Lines live this Monday afternoon on Issues Etc., November the 22nd. We're asking and answering the question, is it a sin for the Transportation Security Administration officials to conduct body scans and searches of you before you get on the plane? Is it a sin for the government to require the TSA agents to do this? Would you be sinning if you submitted to the body scan or to the pat down? If so, what commandment would you be violating? This break is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943. 10 more minutes of open lines on this Monday afternoon with your answers to that question. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page and be one of the many who's left your answer right there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it a sin for the TSA agent, the government, or for you to go through the new security measures? Stay tuned. I'm Todd Wilkin.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Do you wish that your pastor would preach more often from the Old Testament? Is it possible to find Christ for sinners in the Old Testament? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November is titled The Old Testament Collection, Preaching Christ in the Old Testament During the Church Year. This CD resource contains 61 sermon texts written by Dr. Ken Sherb. You can browse before you buy, issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Old Testament collection by calling 1-800-325-3040.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas, Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas, Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri, Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California, Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas, Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri, Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas, Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas, and Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
The officer who sees the image never sees a person. The officer who sees the person never sees the image. And the machines are specifically disabled. The functions are disabled in terms of any retention, storage, or ability to transmit those images.
Let's not kid ourselves. The terrorists are adaptable. They start doing whatever they can to try to cause harm. And when you have people who are willing to die in order to kill Americans and others, you've got folks putting explosives in their underwear. Who would have thought that?
It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. 10 more minutes on this Monday afternoon. We're talking about the security measures that the TSA has put into place and whether or not it's a sin for the TSA to the agents to put you through the scanner, to pat you down, or whether or not it's a sin for the government to require them to do that. Would you be sinning if you submitted to the body scan or the pat down? And if so, what commandment would you be breaking? Open Lines, Issues, Etc. Our call in number 1-877-623-6943. Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for November is called the Old Testament Collection, Preaching Christ in the Old Testament through the church year. It's kind of a two-dimensional way of dealing with this. That is, a constant preaching of Christ and his cross through the texts of the Old Testament appointed by the historic lectionary, or one of them. And then it's following, of course, the church year. That's why there are over 60 sermons, the texts of over 60 sermons in the Old Testament collection. And to boot, it's by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Ken Sherb. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Old Testament collection for yourself. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Roger is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Roger.
Are we still online?
Yes, we certainly are. What's your answer to the question?
Well, I was looking at the expense of the whole process as being a sin in a manner of speaking, considering the economy. The idea of having somebody look at an image and then not storing it, which I think is a right to privacy, but if by not storing it, they might somehow be passing up an opportunity to catch the next method that if a plane should go down or if there should be a bomb or something, then be able to link that to a record in the past and say, well, what did we miss? That's one aspect. The other thing is, I think if you're doing x-rays and looking at images that are considered somehow lewd, wouldn't it be cheaper just to have people disrobe?
Well, you're right. I think it would be cheaper. Now, the cost issue, I can't speak to that because, of course, there are a lot of things. You're always going to be robbing Peter to pay Paul. But you do raise a legitimate kind of prudential question, and that is, we're trying to save people's privacy, but by doing so, we might actually be throwing away evidence that, albeit after the fact, could become useful to us. Yes, the questions of prudence and the wisdom of this. Jan says, were the first Christians upset to be thrown to the lions? Were they upset that the government used them as human torches? Was Christ upset to be stripped naked in order to be crucified? It seems a little bit of an overreaction to worry about our civil rights in comparison. Now, of course, this would be an apples and oranges, I think, Jan, to say that Christians certainly, in kind of the universal sense, during the Christian persecution, suffered many infringements upon what we would call their human rights, although there was no such thing in the Roman world to speak of unless you were a Roman citizen. But they gladly threw them away. Why? Not to fly safely, not to travel safely. They gladly threw them away and allowed them to be taken away by force because they considered it a greater treasure to retain Christ and the profession of his name. No TSA agent is asking you to submit to a body scan in order to go and preach the gospel. But if they did put a body scanner outside the church on Sunday morning and say, if you want to get in there to preach it or to hear it, I would gladly submit. I'd be happy to do it. Pat me down all you want. The preaching of Christ needs to continue. So your point is well taken, Jan. Steve says, it really seems to have become a political issue to be used by the conservatives against the liberals, which would have been the opposite people supporting it right after 9/11. Would you bring up a good point to make us think more as Christians than from our affiliation with a political party? Well, that's what we're trying to do, and this is Talk Radio for the Thinking Christian. Steve, thank you very much. We need to think in Christian terms. If we're going to say it's wrong, do you mean wrong as sin? Because it's easy to get away with it's wrong because it makes me feel bad, I'm embarrassed, I don't want to do it, it inconveniences me, it somehow flies in the face of the Constitution. Right and wrong is determined by God's book, not the Constitution. And so Christians need to be honest and say, if we're going to call it wrong, we better be able to call it sin. Don't you think? If you're going to call it wrong, now you might call it wrong-headed, foolish, dangerous, embarrassing, overreaching. You can use a lot of terms, but to say it's wrong, and you speak as a Christian, you really need to be able to call it sin or not sin in God's eyes. Joe says, if you saw my body image, you'd say it's a sin. Smartest listeners in radio, thank you. What about the rest of you? Still got some time for your answers to the question. Is it a sin for the TSA agents to pat you down or send you through the scanner? Is it a sin for the government to require them to do that? A lot of these people are acting against their will. They don't really want to be doing this particular part of their job. Would it be a sin for you to submit to the body scan or the pat down? 1-877-623-MY-IE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. This comes from James in Berlin, Germany. He says it is a sin to break the law, that is the Constitution, and these procedures clearly go against the Fourth Amendment. And according to Luther's explanation of the Fourth Commandment, we must obey the law of the land we are in. The TSA is breaking the law of the land, and the policy makers are breaking the law. I would definitely say that they are sinning against the Fourth Commandment when they give the TSA the authority to violate people's Fourth Amendment rights. Thanks for listening in Germany, James. Steve in Junction City, Kansas says, I've been rolling this around in my head for a couple days now. It could easily be sin on the part of the individuals performing the scan. The same could be said for any professional dealing with viewing the body. We can also see some of them getting so sick of it that laziness also becomes a sin. Our sin could not be in obeying the government, as Paul tells us to do in Romans 13. That chapter, to my knowledge, never tells us the government will always be good or functioning properly. We're told to be obedient to it. God told the Jews that a king would be bad for them, but they wanted it anyway. Maybe this is an extension of that principle. We do need government. Government by humans will always be flawed. I don't like it, but I don't see paying. But I don't like paying taxes either. What say we each pay the taxes we think Caesar is owed, but submit to the scanner just the body part we think they should see? Very interesting way of thinking about it. One more. Michelle in Oxford, Mississippi says, I don't think it's a sin, but it isn't right. It's a violation of the constitutional right against illegal search and seizure. These security guards get very high on power, and they hold it over travelers. It's frustrating, and we have no more time for so many of the comments that our listeners have submitted. Robin says, regarding children getting mixed messages, I think that it can be handled the same way it's handled when one takes her child to the doctor. Explain to your child in the understandable yet clear terms that this person has mommy or daddy's permission to touch the child in normally considered private places, and that this child's is for the safety of the child, or whatever terms are best for your child. I assume the parent can be with the child just as in the doctor's office. That is so, isn't it? That's what I've heard. Regarding whether or not the agent is sinning, I believe that the person is doing his job according to his employer's direction, and apart from possible sins of thought, word, or deed on the part of the agent, I cannot think how this would be disobeying God. In addition, says Robin, I'm thinking it would be wrong of the government to exclude certain people from the pat-down. I might have to ponder that some more. This is what Christians must do, I think. When we call something wrong, we need to do that not on the basis of our gut reaction or our political views or whether we think it's inconvenient or even wrong-headed or foolish. We need to be able to say, sin is sin, and if it's not a sin, it isn't. We, no matter what our political affiliation, we need to remember that we do owe the government obedience because the government is acting on God's behalf, even if they aren't acting wisely on God's behalf. We thank God that we have recourse to the government where we live, where probably, most likely, these body scanners will all be yanked out pretty soon because people don't like them. They won't put up with them. And that is something to give thanks to God for. We have recourse to this government. Most Christians, most people in the world don't have that recourse. And we watch our language. When Christians in the public square overstate their case on something like this, when they overuse their language, overstate their case, they forfeit some credibility with ears that are listening out there in the public square. Folks, if you appreciate Issues Etc., talk radio for the thinking Christian, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. We need almost $52,000 to make budget for 2010. I know our listeners can do it. They've done it for it every year since we've come back. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org or make a donation by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Any size gift is deeply appreciated, and thank you in advance for your support. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.